Okay, Barry Miller here in the Barry and Larry Show for you home sellers, home buyers, and consumers in particular. Realtors, always welcome. And licensed agents who are not realtors, you're actually welcome here too. You'll have to put up with some of the truth, though. We wonder why you don't commit dollars to better taxes for all homeowners. That's one of the big thrusts of our National Association of Realtors. Why don't you support the general buying and selling public of the great United States of America? And the organization that does that masterful lobbying is the National Association of Realtors. So shame on you for not being a member of the Realtor organization. Oh, and you'll hear on this show that occasionally we don't approve of the lack of action of the National Association of Realtors on various issues like training agents across the country on what's going on economically. Hey, Larry, you're a consumer guy. You look at data now and then. You receive that. How often does the National Association of Realtors put out a really, really complete over 200 cities of the median price of existing family homes in metropolitan areas, over 200 areas they cover? How often does that come out?
Once a quarter.
Once a quarter, exactly. So this time, it's now the fourth quarter of 2020.
Right.
What percentage of those 200-plus communities, cities really, had appreciation in their homes year over year?
100% of them, Barry.
What?
100%. I don't think I've ever seen that number before.
I don't think it's ever been there. I have not had the chance this week to call NAR about that. I am planning to this next week because I don't think we've ever seen where 100% of them were and are showing positive appreciation. And this is important to keep in mind. The markets are strong. Are they strong all over the United States?
In general, yes, they are.
Oh, in general. Well, we're more specific than generals here on this show, Larry.
That's private.
That's what data's all about. What percentage, approximately, it's a nice round number, what percentage of those 200-plus cities had and are having appreciation annually, increase in home values over 10%? Do you know the answer to
that?
No,
I don't know the answer.
Sherry?
I don't.
80%.
Wow.
161 cities, major cities, metropolitan areas in this country, are having appreciation over 10%. So it's happening all over the country. I think that's a good economy, Larry. Would you go that far?
Oh, I think it's an outstanding economy, and which challenges you and me to find hotspot cities for investors that will produce even better returns.
And it's a challenge to all of us here, Sherry, you and Barry and all of our guests. And today we're going to fill in for Josh Veenstra. He is a Community Bank's mortgage lender. Okay, he was scheduled to be with us and then had a wonderful, very, very special family event happening all day long, really, from 8 until 4-ish. Mm. And so I'm going to have some fun with him and our listeners, asking our listeners to call him at between 4 and 6 o'clock today, because he's usually available all day Saturdays. And today it's a very, very special event. And I said, oh, Josh, you have to go to that event. And he was ready to, you know, make some compromise, and it's too special. So he's not with us today, but it's a challenge to all of our listeners to be strong buyers, a challenge to be strong sellers. And what do sellers want, Larry? The highest dollar price, typically, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
And we're going to be talking to you about your seller spot in society right now, because you are, I'm going to call you an active home seller. Your home is not actively in the MLS yet, and we're going to talk about what happened this week with you and our own consumer guy, Larry Stanley. But first, I want to say it's challenging. The high economics are not making life just a bed of roses for everybody. What about buyers, Sherry? What about, is it easy for home buyers because this economy's doing so well and over 80% of the cities have over 10% annual appreciation, increased price value of their homes? Does that make it easy for buyers?
Actually, it doesn't make it easy for the buyer at all unless they have hired a top agent and a top lender to assist them through the journey.
So let me get this right. Mm-hmm. If they've hired a top agent and a top lender, it's going to be easy for buyers.
It's not going to be easy, at least they have an opportunity
to plan.
And I encourage all the buyers out there to do that, make that plan.
And not get lost in the shuffle. What is it like being a home buyer, Larry? You're one right now.
Well, there are more houses that come on the market each day than I would have thought. What I have to do is be prepared to look at those houses and make an offer within 4 to 5 hours of it getting on the market.
Say that again, because I think some people think you said 4 or 5 weeks. Say that
again. No, I said 4 to 5 hours.
Oh, not days.
No, I don't think it's good because you don't know what the real estate agent for the seller is going to do if they get a good offer. Are they going to wait for more offers, or are they going to accept the first offer that comes along?
What are most of them going to do, Sherry?
Most of them are going to accept the first one that comes in.
Yeah, shame on them and shame on the sellers for going that way so many times, because it doesn't give other buyers the opportunity, and it's not the best for the seller. But we don't have time to go into all of those details. But let's talk about the markets, Larry, and tie it into information for our consumer listeners. How many days of inventory in the entire Colorado Springs market is there right now?
About 9 days.
Oh, and how many days of inventory in the entire Denver metro market? About 12.
12 days, correct. Yep.
Yeah, so let's take, though, the median price. What is the median price in the Denver metro area, Larry?
$555,000.
Yeah, $555,000 and going what direction?
Up.
Up, and it's going to continue to go up for at least the next 3 to 6 months. Any of you, please, if you are thinking that prices are going to drop, get real. Get data. Get informed. Become aware of reality. And reality is that Denver's at $555,000 median price. Half the homes in Denver are selling over $555,000. Colorado Springs, comparable house, $410,000. What is the median price for that same single-family home in the entire United States of America?
Go ahead, Barry.
$315,000. Almost $100,000 less than Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs is about $145,000 less. This is the same house. 2,400 square feet, 3 to 4 bedrooms, 2 to 3 baths, likely a 2-car garage. That same, likely a lot size of 7,500 to 11,000 square feet. That same house costs various amounts throughout the country. But the median price and below, Larry, about how many days of inventory in Colorado Springs?
About 3 days.
3 days. What does that mean to you? You don't have 3 days to make up your mind. You don't have 2 days to make up your mind, typically, to make an offer. To make an offer, you have, say it again, 4 to 5 hours.
Hours.
That's reality, Larry.
Yeah, and the real estate agents aren't doing the sellers any good when they won't leave it on the market for a few days and allow for competitive bidding on the house. I'm sorry, but that if you guys did it that way, I wouldn't hire you as real estate agents. But you don't. You understand that an auction environment is going to make me money.
No, you said you guys. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Barry Miller and Sherry Cinnamon.
Yeah, because he hired us to be his agent. He said he wanted the maximum dollars, and he would go with our unique, you know, we don't patent it, but it's unique approach, and it just gets more and more offers. But now let's take a look at the all-important buyer loan, and let's talk about what Josh was going to talk about had he been here. The rates are still very
low.
Very low. It's a great time to refinance. You need to think about refinancing. And how low are they? Oh, approximately 3.25% fixed rate if you're getting a conventional loan. Less than that, between 3 and 3.125% if you're getting an FHA or VA loan. That is very low. Now, if you've heard some more truth, it's out there. Rates have been creeping up lately. If you follow the market like Josh does, they've been going up, not with lots of volatility, but day to day has been very active. Some days go up a little bit more than others, and then the next day they come down a little. And right now the trend is hold or go up on interest rates, but they're very, very good. You owe it to yourself, listeners, right from Larry and Barry, to call Josh and ask him questions about whether you should refinance or not. He's not going to just tell you to do it. He's going to ask you questions. What's your circumstance? Give Josh Veenstra a call. 303-921-5506. Now, if you want to have some fun, a little extra fun, and it'll be fun for Barry and Larry too, and also for Josh, he's tied up till 4 o'clock. Call him between 4 and 6 o'clock today. No special obligation, but the first three callers to him today between 4 and 6 get a special gift certificate to our favorite place,
Panera Bread.
So he doesn't know this. So give him a call. And you have to have legitimate questions about anything pertaining to home loans. By the way, in any state, but in particular right here in the metro area. Josh Veenstra with Community Banks Mortgage. He works with Dell Van Essen. Dell is out of town this weekend. So give Josh a call. 303-921-5506. The first three people, I was getting ahead of myself, who call him and talk to him today between 4 and 6 and just, oh, yeah, Barry and Larry said to call. Have some fun with him. He's a fun guy and a wonderful lender. Very, very experienced, very knowledgeable. This is Barry Miller along with Sherry Cinnamon and along with your consumer guy, Larry Stanley. We're going to take our first break and then we're going to come back and we're going to hear what Larry's fourth week on the home seller ladder has been and what step is he on? What steps does he have ahead of him? What is he doing and what did he do this past week that's rather significant? So stay tuned. Okay, we are back. This is Barry Miller, along with consumer guy Larry Stanley and Sherry Cinnamon. We're talking with now Larry as the seller that he is. He's an active home seller. And thank you. So many callers have been talking to me this week, Larry, about you and about what they're learning in the process. But let's get right to that important decision that you made this week. And it's very important our listeners hear this and to know that such decisions are okay. But I'm calling it a major decision. Oh, we didn't think so, but you were concerned. what about it? What are the ramifications of that decision? You were concerned, how did they affect us? How did they affect the marketing of your home, the pricing of your home, the value of your home? Will it still be active? Tell our listeners what key decision you made this week and how it went when you talked to your agents about it.
Well, the decision I made was to delay by 1 week going active as with my house on the marketplace. The reason, just so people know, is last week was a very hectic week and I didn't get done what I needed to get done, so I asked for a week delay. And my agents, Barry and Sherry, had no problem with the delay. They didn't feel it would impact the price of the house or the interest in my house. So I then went forward with that decision.
And the truth is, we're not using it because we can't officially with the Realtor MLS rules. It's not going to help or hurt you one bit.
Yeah.
One bit to move activity. Now, look, we're going to say his house is going to go active on April 15th now, okay, rather than April 8th. We're not going to put it active this coming Thursday. Do you remember why?
Because Easter is Sunday.
Easter is Sunday. I mean, look, lots of things are going on. You know, I mean, Passover starts. Thank you. Happy Passover to so many of you. That starts now, et cetera. And Good Friday's coming up. Weren't going to put it on the house, on the market the day before Good Friday and weekend of Easter, et cetera. So, but the big reason was you had personal business activities take priority this week, and you didn't get what kind of things done?
Mainly, well, two things, decluttering, and then I have a list of repairs that need to be made. We're talking very, very minor stuff, but I still need to get people out to do the repairs.
And out of respect for a number of our listeners, Larry, who did talk, you don't know this, but talked to me this week. Well, now, wait a minute. Is he having to do all those repairs?
No.
Because of the market, doesn't he have the opportunity to not do them? I did, you know, share confidentially on calls that these were pretty minor repairs, but let our listeners know how you are as a seller, why you're doing these, and what one or two of them are.
Because I don't want these impacting the sale price of the house or people making offers because there's several minor things that need to be repaired. I just want to get it done so the house is as good as it can get when people look at it.
Now, realistically, though, a couple of minor leaks in two sinks were not going to prevent buyers from making offers. You knew that, but you felt, as a conscientious seller, that you should just take care of those and not have any really hurdles on the inspection at all.
That's right. And the plumbing was repaired.
Okay.
This week, but there's an electrical problem I've got to get radon taken care of, and I have two extremely minor roof issues that I've got to get somebody out. I don't do roofs.
Okay, well, you don't do radon mitigation either.
No.
Did you get bids yet on the radon?
No, I'm going to do that on Monday. It was just a crazy week,
just didn't
Barry.
Get it done. Sherry, let's share with our listeners so they know that radon can be, it is a gas, okay, and if it has certain numbers above government EPA numbers, really the number, I call it the unmagic number, 4.00, if it's higher than that, there it shows there's a higher gas than EPA says might be safe, might be. I mean, they say it that way too. And then Larry's was a tad higher than that, and he has chosen to have mitigation. But should sellers be worried that that's a huge, big expense?
Not anymore. Now these radon mitigation systems have become much more affordable, and that's another reason why we like to look at it ahead of time before we get a house on the market, because it's knowledge is power, and if you're at 4.0 or 4.2 picocuries, you can prepare yourself. What is it? $700-$800 anymore? Under $1,000?
It's typically under $1,000.
And it's marketable.
And it's marketable. It's good. It makes the home set and ready to go. Depending how your basement concrete is configured, it could be $700 to $990. A lot of them are like $790, $890, $990. I mean, the highest one I've ever seen was $1,150. They had a different kind of they had the basement normal $700-$800, and then they had an extra couple hundred because of a crawl space that they had under the family room. And that radon company, legitimate company, felt that they should put some piping around there too, and they did. And it was like, and the seller said, "Oh, I thought it was going to be $4,000 or $5,000." That's why we're sharing this information, to let you know, sellers, it's $1,000. What if the seller doesn't have $1,000? I've had a number of sellers in the last 5 years who've had the high radon numbers and said, "I don't have the $1,000 cash right now." Guess what? We got it done when? After closing. Seller paid for it. Did they have to through negotiations? Maybe not. But the seller said, "No, Barry, keep your special patented type approach going. Get us the top dollar, and we'll gladly do the radon." We didn't want that obstacle, Larry, like you. We didn't want that hurdle to bother 5, 10, 20, 25% of the buyers, maybe, I don't know, maybe 55%, whatever it was. Larry, you were smart enough to say, "Don't have that hurdle. I'll take care of it." So sure, it's nice if it's done, but also buyers say, "Hey, buyers are human beings too." And they say, "That's fine if it's going to be fixed after closing, within the first month after closing, at seller's expense, no problem." But thank you, Sherry, for letting our listeners know. It's typically under, and almost always under, $1,000. So, Larry, you had quite a week, and that is a big decision. But your quite a week was not your actions as a seller as much as, "Oh, can I delay a week?" And yes, the market will be just as strong the second week and third week of April as it will be the first and second week of April. So, Larry, it turns out to be a good week, and thanks for sharing that with our listeners, some of whom are becoming sellers, some of whom are gathering information to be a seller later in the year. But where can all of our listeners go coming up April 17th, Larry?
They can come to our boot camp and learn the process, the 10 steps for buying and the 10 steps for selling a house. It's important that you understand this in advance so that you can participate with your real estate agent in a successful process.
Yes, yeah. And
absolutely, it's a safe place, and it's knowledge is power once again, a step-by-step safe place to sell or buy your home. Come to our boot camp on April the 17th, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. You'll be happy you did.
Cost? The cost
absolutely
of it?
Zero.
Free. It is free. It there are munchies there. There are coffee and tea. It's a lovely facility, easy to get to in the Denver Tech Center area. Not a problem. But the problem is limited space. Get your reservation in. It is limited still by COVID protocol and rules. And so we are limited to number of people who could attend. It's about half full so far. Get your reservation in now. If you think you want to know more about how you will be the smartest home seller, be it this April or next April or the April and May after that or a year and a half after, it's your timeline. As you saw today, you set the timeline. But make your reservation now for Saturday, April 17th, 2 hours. And all you have to do to make your reservation, Larry, is
call or text us at 303-888-3788, or you can email us at truth@barryandlarry.com.
And that email is truth at BarryandLarry.com. We had some listeners this week say, well, we sent you some things, and they came back. Get this. This was very complimentary, and they meant it that way. They put trust at BarryandLarry.com. Thank you. Very, very nice listeners. But we got that straightened out. Yes, maybe we should get that one also, Larry. Trust at Barry and Larry. But our email right now is truth, T-R-U-T-H, truth at BarryandLarry.com. Use it and get your reservation in. Hey, do it now because we're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Barry and Larry Show. This is Larry Stanley, your consumer guy. I'm with Barry Miller and Sherry Cinnamon, and we have something different to talk to you about.
It's been a while, Larry, since we've had. You get to say the special two words.
Call in.
Open lines. Open lines. Call in. We're going to have that for the last segment of the show. That's not now. It's going to start at about 8:43-ish. Any questions you have, any comments about home buying, home selling? Many of you have said to us in the last couple of months, hey, guys, can you have open lines for us? Of course we can. You know, we can always do that. We have more than enough material to cover a 3-hour show on home buying and home selling. Every Saturday, we are prepared with over 2 hours to 3 hours of material so that it can be pertinent to you and what our topical outlines are. But we're going to have open lines at 8:43. That phone number at 8:43 to call in is 303-713-8255. That's Kay Howe's open line number, 303-713-TALK. You get to talk, we get to listen, and yes, we could respond and communicate back and forth. Let's have some good, good radio chatter this morning. Any items, anything, not just what we're talking about, Larry the seller, you as a seller, Larry the buyer, you as a buyer. No, anything pertaining to direct residential real estate, especially in Colorado, but you could ask us questions about the United States too, or markets elsewhere. But mostly, let's focus on home buying thoughts and questions, home selling thoughts and questions. Call us. Open lines today starting at 843-303-713-8255. Now, Larry, let's come back to you. The home buyer. You're on that ladder and you're moving upward. And what happened this week on that ladder?
We just looked at more houses as they come on the market, and we're narrowing down what we want in a house so that when we start looking for a house, we're prepared, completely prepared. I want to make sure that we can move quickly. 3 to 5 hours after a house comes on a market, we need to make a bid for it if that's what I want to do.
And now you, Larry, you said, want to do. Now, you said earlier in the show that you noticed that there were a few more homes coming to you than you suspected. Tell our listeners again, remind them why you're seeing those homes and from whom and how that process goes very quickly. But the results for you, and then I'll have a comment or two on inventory in the Denver market in Colorado Springs.
Well, Sherry and Barry set up an arrangement so that I get an email every time a house comes on the market in the area that I have selected to shop for a house.
And not only the geographic area, Larry, as you know, and listeners, not just the geographic area, lots of criteria. I mean, heck, there were over 50 items he could have looked at, Sherry, right?
Absolutely.
And he did. And then he selected the particular dozen or so that fit what he's looking for, including geographic area. But it's interesting, and normally this time of the year, Larry, there would be more inventory coming up. And I'm going to talk about how much the Colorado Springs inventory increased in the last week over the prior week. And you are correct there is some added inventory. It's still only lasting 3 to 9 days, but I'll give the numbers out in a minute because I don't want our listeners to think that there's lots and lots of increased inventory. But go ahead, Larry. We're all smiling here because we know the numbers.
It's 7 more houses are on the market this week than last week.
7 Woo-hoo! More houses. And from a year ago, that's 55% fewer houses. That's how tight this market is. Sure, 80% of the markets across the country are having 10% or more appreciation. Markets for the first time in their known history, I'm talking to many of those markets, like Augusta, Georgia. I had lovely talks with them this week. And it's like, oh my gosh, we're getting multiple bids. And I just listened quietly. Yes, it didn't start in the country here, but Denver had it 6 years ago, Colorado Springs 3 and 4 years ago, and they're experiencing it in many cities across the country for the first time in their professional history. But here's the fact. Colorado Springs has over 50% fewer listings than last year. By the way, 55% to be precise. Denver metro area, Sherry, as you know, 60% fewer listings this year than last year. And frankly, Larry, while the Springs went up 7 homes to 391, okay, Denver went down 34 homes. Denver has 1,240 homes. These are single-family homes that we keep records of. So it is a tight, tight market. But, Larry, let's come back to you as a buyer and just share. Did you see anything, any homes of particular interest this week?
Yes, I did. And I really debated whether to go start looking at them and decided to wait another week or two before I get serious at looking at houses.
Okay.
But I'm narrowing down what I want. I can look at now something that says 5 bedrooms, and I just know I'm not interested in a 5-bedroom house. It's just too many bedrooms to keep clean and everything.
So that was a good finding,
yep,
then.
That's
okay.
Right.
Good. Sherry, any comments about Larry the buyer?
Well, Larry the buyer, are you getting excited?
Somewhat excited. It is always fun to do something new and different, but there's just so much going on in my life that it's hard to get totally excited.
Well, with more properties coming on the market, even if it's only 7, are you finding more choices? Do you need us to filter that search at all? Do you want us to put it at 4 bedrooms instead of 5?
Let's talk about that after the show, Sherry. That's a good question,
yeah.
But
okay.
Let's talk about it after the show, please.
All right.
Okay, and typically I'm going to be saying don't change it because it's better to see the options. He's not having dozens of options. He has 1 or 2 or 3 more options. There's not enough new homes, new listings coming on. That's just going to be
good
my
point.
Recommendation. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then
that's what I was looking for.
But they're
frankly.
The right kind of questions. Is there anything on that list that you could say that you didn't want? Okay, we're going to take our break, and then remember, we're going to have open lines. Now, when you call in, it's open lines to iHeart 303-713-8255. Please give Ryan, thank you, Ryan, for being there, of course. Please give Ryan your name, the city you're calling from, maybe your topic, too. Your question is okay, but for sure your name and phone number. Keep it easy. Keep it simple. We'll have the call come through, and we'll gladly take it here. Sherry Cinnamon is here. Consumer guy, Larry Stanley. Remember, Larry has never been a licensed agent, not planning to be one, never been a broker in real estate. However, Larry, in his family time with all primary residences, has sold
10 homes
and bought 11 and now is looking to sell that one. That'll be his 11th sale and then purchase the 12th home. That sale and buy is happening in the Colorado Springs marketplace. So that's what's going on, but it's especially for you. We're here, open lines. By the way, you're going to be hearing data and you're going to be hearing other items about the topic today, buying and selling real estate, when we come back. Hey, thanks, Ryan and Jesse, for having good music and good tuning, good sound today. This is Barry Miller, your consumer advocate, here with your consumer guy, Larry Stanley, and your consumer friend, Sherry Cinnamon. We are here at Mount Elbert Studio in Colorado Masters Radio area, which is in the RE/MAX Masters Millennium office. Wonderful, wonderful office to be in. And we're so happy that we have the lovely, lovely new Mount Elbert studio in which we are residing right now. So, Larry, we had an off-air question. A gentleman called in, and he could not stay on the line. Thank you, Frank, for the call. And Frank's call was, why are you buying and selling, I mean, these 11 homes and you know that you've purchased in 10? But he had a good question, and many people think, was it the thrill of the chase? Was part of his question. But tell our listeners why you have had those. And really, I know you well enough that this one's a little different. So if you don't mind, Larry, share why you're moving this time.
Most of my change of houses was because of job-related issues. I was transferred to new cities and things like that.
Now, you said most of them, essentially all of them, were that reason, weren't they?
Yeah, there were a couple in Colorado Springs that we changed because we were trying to figure out what we wanted to do with our lives. And that's really what's going on now. I want to downsize my house. It's just too large. It's too hard to maintain. I want a simpler, easier life. I don't want to maintain 5 acres of land. I don't want any of that stuff. So I'm going to downsize, and that's really the whole purpose. It's just to simplify my life.
Good, good. Many, many people are in the downsize area of their home life and looking to do that. It happens, okay? Some people call it right-sizing. I think in reality it's still downsizing. In your case, we know it's downsizing. But many, many people's case, it is right-sizing. Remember, prior to the Great Recession, baby boomers like you, Larry, were buying big properties along what? The coastal waterways, Florida in particular, and they were not downsizing, they were right-sizing. Same reason, simpler life. They were selling their home. Maybe it had acreage, maybe it didn't, but it had yard work, none of that. And they were typically buying condos and townhomes in the coastal areas. Again, Florida heavily benefited from that. So, and people now, again, baby boomers by the thousands are moving to Florida. It's a hot market in Florida. And so whether it's downsizing or right-sizing as a term, you are doing that now. And that's your choice.
And one of the decisions I had to make, Barry, it was, did I want to move to a different community? And it wasn't right. My grandson lives in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. I want to stay in this area. There are some health issues also that help make it the decision for me.
To stay, okay. And that's good that our listeners know. Thanks for sharing that, Frank. Thanks for calling in. Other listeners, we have open lines for a few more minutes. Feel free to call in at 303-713-8255. That is the call-in number for K-House 630. Glad to talk radio here at iHeartMedia. Please give us a call if you have any items. Don't worry, we're going to get right to Sherry, and she's going to give us now her take on the topic of the day, which is Larry the buyer being in his fourth week as a seller and as a buyer. He made that big decision as a seller, which affected him as a buyer too, delaying going active in the MLS for a week. And so, Sherry, tell us what your take is on Larry the buyer and Larry the seller.
Well, my takeaway from this is to remind myself that sometimes the seller/buyer does have to delay by a week, maybe two, for one reason or another, which on the seller side is what we talked about before. Choose an agent at least 2 months ahead of time if you can so you can get prepared. Then on the buyer's side, you can be looking at that, those homes, Larry, on PPAR, mm-hmm. on Pikes Peak. You can be looking at them as you go. And then as we head into the spring, more and more properties are coming on the market. You're going to have more and more choices, and then you're not going to be stressed out. Give yourself that week or two, because your agent, if they're a good agent, they're focusing on their fiduciary responsibility to you, they're going to be just fine with that.
And the two of you, Barry and Sherry, were just fine with my decision, and that was a relief to have made the decision. It depressurized this for
often, me. Often in my career, I've seen it as a new agent, intermediate, now, you know, quote, emeritus. I was going to say advanced in years. That's also true, okay? But advanced in experience to so many really good buyers and sellers are so conscientious toward us, their agent, and we thank you for that consideration. But what was our response? Larry, it's okay. It's not going to affect us. We're here to help you. We'll be okay. But in his question, it was some concern of what his situation is. Would it affect us negatively? So thank you for that. Now, we have Dave from Parker, just had a good question. What's the median home price in Parker? Well, that's interesting, because I was pulling up the sheets. I don't have Parker here. Dave, promise you this, and this will be the only reason that I call you. I'm sure you gave Ryan your phone number. We'll get that after the show. I'll call you. Oh, Dave, are you online? Oh, good. Okay, good. Well, I don't want you to give your number on the air, but I'll call you after the show, and I'll give you, by the way, it'll be between 10 and 10:30 today, but I'll give you the median price in Parker. Do you want it specifically, as we do typically, for the single-family home, not for the condos? Yeah, because we can do it any which way. And so thank you for your question. I will get that information, and I'll share it on air next week. We might pick some cities this week, Sherry, and let's, you know, pull some of them out, and we'll share that median price next week. So thank you for that call, and that we'll do that. We could do that more often. Not a problem. I was going to go to this comment as some data. Larry, and I was going to pick on you, a little less Sherry, because you are the more the researcher here. But we have the median home price in the Denver area. By the way, I'm going to stick my neck out and give an estimate for what I think Parker. Now, I'm going to pick any homes that have Parker in them in the MLS that have sold recently, just like we do now. Metropolitan Denver is $555,000 median price. I predict that Parker will be above that. I don't know if it is, but I predict it will be, and I don't think it'll be above $650,000. Now, I don't like big ranges like $550,000 to $650,000. I'm gonna put my neck out. I'm not afraid to do it. I work Parker enough, but I'm just gonna predict it's in the high 500s. I'll go there, but we'll find out, and I'll let Dave know, and I'll let our listeners know next week. But on the local and national scene, we have the median price nationally at $325,000. We have Colorado Springs, median price for a detached home, $410,000. Nationally, $315,000. Colorado Springs, $410,000. Denver, $555,000. Okay, we have 210 cities that I'm looking at from the quarterly report. Where does Boulder, Colorado rank in high? Okay, San Jose, California has a median price of what?
Yeah, do you remember? Over a million.
Over a million. $1,385,000. Highest in the country. They rank number one. Not that number one is good, okay? Oh. They are number one. What number is Boulder, Colorado?
I'm going to guess, of course, but it's third or fourth most expensive.
Sherry, take a guess.
I'm taking a guess at $895,000.
No, not what it is. What number ranking it is.
What number ranking? I beg your pardon. Let's say
seven.
Four.
It is seven.
Seven.
Okay. It is seventh.
Okay.
What ranking? Get this. I just finalized this morning. An odd number is real easy to remember. Yeah. What rank is Denver? Aurora, Lakewood, Denver metro area out of 210 homes. If Boulder's seventh, where does Denver rank?
About 30th.
I was going to say 13th.
Very good, Sherry. 14th.
Okay.
14th,
that's huge.
Follow this. 7-14. Now we're going to go to Fort Collins. These are the only three that are kept on this scale. Okay, follow this, Larry. This is a hint. I think you're getting it. 7 is Boulder, 14 is Denver, so Fort Collins must be
21st.
Correct.
Wow.
Fort Collins. We have 3 metropolitan areas in our state that are in the top 21 highest median prices in the country.
Wow.
So that's going on. Colorado Springs made it on the first page. I don't have their ranking, however. We'll give that next week. But 7, 14, 21. We're into our last minute. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Next week, we're going to have open lines in the final segment of the show like we did. You could write down the number now, 303-713-8255. But more importantly, we have a boot camp coming up for you the consumers. Here's the number for your reservation for that. Larry?
303-888-3788. Call or text us.
And when is it?
On the 17th of April, 10:30 to 12:30.
17th of April, coming up fairly soon. A boot camp for you. Sherry, thanks for being with us, for sharing the information. Larry, thanks for all you're doing as the home seller and the home buyer. This is Barry Miller thanking you all as listeners from Sherry, Larry, and Barry. And remember, the boot camp's coming up. Talk to you soon. For now, we say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.